At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now.
We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
Before last Tuesday's elections on April 2nd, I had a discussion with my guests about many things, but that was one of the topics. And one of the states everybody was watching was Wisconsin. Now, they were watching Wisconsin because of the voting integrity legislation that had been passed by the legislature and was teed up as a referendum for the voters of Wisconsin. And thankfully, folks, it passed, and we'll go over the reasons why it was necessary for it to pass when we get into the guest segment. But there was another aspect of what happened in Wisconsin that I think I didn't see coming. And I'm going to be honest about this. There, I knew about the protest vote launched by the left-wing nutbags who hate Jews. But I wasn't expecting to get this kind of response. Now, the organizers of this protest vote, which up there in Wisconsin, they vote uninstructed or not instructed, I think it's uninstructed, something like that, which is very odd, I thought. That's how Democrats look at elections. Tell me how to vote. Hey, Democrats, tell me how to vote. Oh, I'm not instructed. What? That is their way of saying non-committed. So the Democrats were being asked not to vote for Beijing Biden because he is being seen by the Jew-hater caucus of the Democrat Party as being too sympathetic to Israel. And he is enabling Israel to conduct their war against Hamas. And of course, Hamas, international terrorist organization, doesn't like America, doesn't like the West. And Democrats, you know, some Democrats look at them as allies. So this is part of the Democrat coalition, the Jew haters, the growing strain of anti-Semitism that is inside the Democrat Party, that many of the Jews in the Democrat Party have been sounding the alarm about, like Alan Dershowitz, longtime Democrat, still is a Democrat, doesn't want to become anything else, but he says he's troubled by all the Jew haters the Democrats are welcoming into the party, which they're doing so for electoral victories, and they're willing to compromise. Of course, Democrats have no values, so they're willing to compromise their no values. Hey, come one, come all, just give us power. They don't give a damn. So they've built this coalition of traditional Jews and Jew haters and America haters. It's the Obama coalition. Everybody who hates the West hates America. And then, you know, the poor Jewish voters are there like, well, we still kind of want to be traditional Americans. We, you know, we don't want to be targeted. So that coalition is peeling away. But so too is the Jew-hater coalition of the Democrat Party because Joe Biden's not doing enough. Now, Joe Biden won Wisconsin by, 20,000 votes? 20,000 votes, allegedly. So the organizers of this protest said, okay, let's aim for 20,000 Democrats to vote uninstructed. You know what they got? Nearly 50,000 voters said, nope, You don't hate Jews enough for us, Joe Biden. So their coalition, their America-hating, Western-hating coalition is falling apart. Peter Ducey talking last week with the competent spokesperson at the White House, because Karine Jean-Luc Picard, she's dumber than a sack of rocks. Hold on a minute. I've got a soundbite to prove that. What was the name of the bridge that just collapsed in Maryland? Do you know? It was the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Most of you pro-Americans know that Francis Scott Key was the creator of the Star Spangled Banner. Now, real Americans know that. This fake American, this anti-American kook who is the spokesperson for Beijing Biden, listen to what she called the bridge. You're going to love it. Listen.
Six individuals tragically lost their lives when the Francis Scott King Bridge collapsed last week.
The Francis Scott King Bridge. Hold on.
Six individuals tragically lost their lives when the Francis Scott King Bridge collapsed last week.
Dumber than a sack of rocks. Worst press secretary ever. So they roll out Admiral John Kirby when they want to talk about real substantive issues that impact America. Oh, shit. They are so beside themselves in anti-American la-la land inside the White House that Karine Jean-Luc Picard can't be allowed to stammer and stumble her way through press conferences, that they've got to get the grown-ups to come in. And, well, not that John Kirby is behaving like a grown-up, but he's more grown-up than most. Here he is being confronted by Peter Ducey on Joe Biden's change of heart when it comes to the Jews. Listen to this.
John, a follow-up on that first. Did the CIA warn Israel, or did President Biden warn Netanyahu today about an Iranian plan to attack inside Israel within 48 hours?
I'm not going to talk about intelligence matters, Peter. I think you can understand. They did talk about a very public and very viable, real threat by Iran to Israel's security. And I think I need to leave it at that. It's really as far as I can go.
On October 7th, President Biden said, "My administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering." That is not true anymore, correct?
No, it is true. Still true today.
How is his support unwavering, but you're also reconsidering policy choices?
Both can be true.
They cannot be true. They're completely different things.
No. I'm sorry.
He is wavering.
Ducey's right. He's wavering. A full court press against Israel is being leveled by the U.S. State Department, Antony Blinken, and congressional Democrats. They're putting on a full court press to get them to stop their war against Hamas. Democrats are alarmed that Hamas could be wiped out. And who wants that, right? If you're an anti-American, anti-Western kook, you don't want Hamas wiped out. And they're using the collateral damage that is happening. It is fair to say that there are individuals who are not militaristic, who don't want to slaughter Jews mixed in with the Palestinians. There are plenty of Palestinians who do want to slaughter Jews. Let's not kid ourselves. But there are some innocents dying. So the Democrats and the worldwide left are using this as a predicate. We got to keep terrorism alive. We got to keep the anti-Western folks alive. So they're cranking up the pressure. And now Joe Biden's saying, well, we've got to reevaluate our support. And then Ducey's saying, like, wait a minute. What happened to fully supporting Israel? Oh, no, that's changing. No, it's not. We're just reevaluating. Dude, you just contradicted yourself. Listen to Bernie Sanders over on CNN talking about how Democrats are already saying, hey, no more money for the Jews. Listen to this.
Secretary of State Blinken today said that if the U.S. does not see changes to protect civilians in Gaza, there, quote, will be changes in our own policy, unquote. Do you believe them? I mean, I feel like we've been hearing this for a while.
Well, I think you make a good point, Jake. Look, the bottom line is we are looking at one of the worst humanitarian disasters that we have seen in a very, very long time. We're literally, at this moment, looking at hundreds of thousands of children starving to death because Israel is not allowing the humanitarian trucks into Gaza, and especially into the areas where people are in most desperate condition.
Okay, that's such BS, and he knows it. he knows the reason why Israel can't allow the aid to flow in is because there is no mechanism by which the United Nations or anybody else wants to risk troops and lives to go in there and make sure it gets only into the hands of those who need it, because Hamas leaders and Hamas fighters would also steal that aid and take it for themselves, and the people would starve anyway. So Israel's not allowing it to go in because they don't want to feed their enemy. And you know what? Bernie Sanders knows it.
To my mind, Israel should not be getting another nickel in military aid until these policies are fundamentally changed. So if, you know, my view is no more military aid to Israel when children in Gaza are starving.
Good grief. Good grief. I understand that there are a lot of rough times inside of Gaza. As you all know, the people in Gaza voted for Hamas, and then of Hamas, of course, canceled all elections after that. So these poor people don't have a choice. And then Hamas killed all the former Palestinian leaders who maybe thought about living peacefully, coexisting with Israel. Very few of them, but maybe there were some. They're all dead now because Hamas took them out. So it's war. There is nothing good about any of it. But Israel is determined to win it, and it seems the Democrats are determined to make sure they don't. And there's a significant number, as you folks, I'm just pulling this out of the air, but I think there's close to 25% of the Biden regime hates Israel. They staffed their coalition full of a bunch of Jew haters. And there are a significant number of Democrats, you know them as the Squad, and their allies in Congress who also hate Jews. So you're seeing those people dissatisfied now, and they're withholding their support from Joe Biden. It's what happens when you lay down with these types of people. Now, there are some, even conservatives on our side, who arrive at this place where, you know what, we've got to stop this killing because of the innocents being destroyed. I get that. And those people, I don't want to second guess, but I know where some of these left-wing lunatics are coming from. A place of division, a place of hatred, where they always come from. So we're going to talk about what happened in Wisconsin and plenty of other issues that are confronting this nation and the globe coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too: faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Let me get to our guests. First off, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Newsmax contributor and is the president of Project Sentinel. We also have Mark Meckler. He is the president of Convention of States Foundation, Convention of States Action. He is the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots and is now directing attention to the Democrats' lawless border. And the name of that website is howmanymore.com. Head there and check it out. Guys, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Chris. Good to be with you.
Illegal aliens who stormed the U.S.-Mexico border, and they ran over. You guys have seen the video. America's been horrified, and I've been noticing how the search engines have been downplaying where to find this video. You guys think we don't notice these things, but we do. But the video's out there, and you can find it if you look for it, of our National Guardsmen being run over by a group of aggressive illegal aliens breaking into our country. An activist judge says, you know what, we got to release them because the local DA didn't have time to prepare a defense, Colonel, for 40 or 50 of these illegal aliens and turn it around in a matter of days. And so they all get to go free and be released into America. Your thoughts?
Well, the basic predicate here is the word illegal. And basically, a criminal act was required for them to cross the border, number one. Number two, within the context of committing that original crime, they essentially assaulted officers and broke a number of laws. So to me, that beginning should be where it ends. Like, okay, you're all going to go to jail until we can find a way to return you to your country. End of story. The fact that you have a judge who essentially is enabling the effort to break the law tells me that he's as much of a criminal as they are. I don't get it. At this point, we have a breakdown of the fundamental protections we have as citizens to allow for a essentially one of the things it talks about is the public good and common defense. Right now, there is no common defense. The common defense has been compromised to this Marxist ideology that says that we have to accept every minority, every foreign group, every organization which does not promote American values. We have to accept it. We have to take it. And if that means allowing Texas National Guard members to literally be overwhelmed, then that's okay. And I don't know. I don't know how a normal American's not seeing this point. Like you said, Chris, they're trying to suppress the actual availability to see the footage. And the second thing this tells me, as much as I admire Governor Abbott and what he's doing, we don't have sufficiently thought out layers of security there at the border, because one of the things that video does show is that our folks down there are probably outnumbered something like 10 to 20 to 1.
Yes.
This needs to be something that's fixed immediately, where you actually do create layers of security. And I'm just going to say it. If you decide to break the law in a severe way, you need to be dealt with severely, and that means being locked up, being hogtied, being treated like the criminal that you are, not a guest that's going to be able to start eating the food and living in hotels that we provide them.
Yes.
There's something very wrong about this.
Well, Mr. Meckler, not only are our guardsmen outnumbered, they're also unarmed, which many people are scratching their heads, wondering why our National Guard cannot arm themselves. Because the illegal aliens know it, the narco-terrorists know it, and they are becoming more aggressive, according to various reports coming from the border.
Yeah, and when you look at what this judge did, what he did is encourage more of this behavior, because now rioters understand people who would break through. By the way, they started illegally by coming to the border and trying to cross the border. They destroyed U.S. property. They cut through razor wire. They assaulted the National Guard. And our guard was not armed, not able to defend themselves. And now you have a judge who has sent the message to future rioters that it's okay, you can do this stuff, and you're going to get away with it. If you come to El Paso and you try to do it in El Paso, we're just going to release you on your own recognizance. And we know what that means, which is none of those people will return for their hearing.
Judge Humberto Acosta is the leftist, the anti-American kook freak, who did this to our people. And gentlemen, I'm choosing my words very carefully. He did this to our people because he doesn't care how many terrorists or or people seeking to do harm to the United States was in that batch of illegal aliens he allowed to come into the country, putting an impossible standard on local DAs to prepare. And this is what he said. Oh, you guys aren't ready to defend the illegal aliens who busted across our border? Well, I'm just going to let them free. Again, it is an anti-American bent that we should not be tolerating from the bench. Let me get in to connect the dots here, because today certain states are out there at elections. They are partaking in the polls. Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Mississippi, Oklahoma. Wisconsin voting on the so-called Zuckerbuck referendum, stopping, again, somebody who is decidedly left-wing, decidedly anti-American, Mr. Zuckerberg, in my opinion, I believe he is, with his left-wing ideology, trying to stop him from being able to finance bad things happening. So how essential is eliminating Zuckerbuck? Several states have already done this. How essential is it for Wisconsin, Colonel?
Well, it's very. Look, Zuckerbucks are designed to benefit one side. This has been one of the things I dealt with, the Armistead Project. We researched this and saw the effects of this back after the 2020 election. Chris, what these people do is they go in and essentially they enhance elections for the side that they're on, which is the Marxist side. They go into Democrat-controlled areas. They try to make sure that they can harvest ballots, that they can actually do things that... Another thing they do, they actually hire assistants, Chris, who can get inside and work as office assistants within the actual system that manages elections. They actually help state officials manage the election. Gee, I wonder how that could go wrong. Mm. And so the fact is that anything that is being done by outside organizations should never touch the official mechanisms of an election, period. And yet somehow we're debating this. It's very clear at this point, Zucker is not a guy out for working to get people to the polls. It's out to get people that will vote the way he wants to the polls. And again, it's pure partisanship, and it should be restricted, period.
Mark, how do you see this?
Well, yeah, I agree. Just to add a little bit of more detail to it, there are two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. Procedurally, the way amendments get made to the Constitution is they have to be passed by the legislature in two successive sessions, and then they're put out to the people, these amendments, for approval by a simple majority. So we're at the third step here. The first one says essentially no Zuckerbucks. It says no outside private money to finance elections. And the second one says nobody except for legally appointed by the state people are entitled to participate in the administration of elections. As the Colonel said, both of these things to me seem very common sense. And anybody who's opposed to them, it would seem to me, just is looking to influence elections in an illegal way.
That's the fear. And a lot of states, as mentioned, have already gone down this road saying, oh, well, you got us. And so now we're going to have to make a law to And that's what always strikes me about the other side. They're always trying to work within and find a loophole within the law to undermine the United States. And that's why I believe we've got to be smarter and always on the ball. We can't rely on the humanity or the pro-Americanism of the other side, because in my opinion, they don't have it. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is our guest, Newsmax contributor, along with Mark Meckler. He's the president of Convention of States Foundation. Gentlemen, there something happened as Israel lashed out at one of the biggest suppliers of terrorism, the biggest supplier of terrorism, Iran, striking Damascus, an embassy there, and an Iranian general was taken out off the battlefield, reminiscent of what President Trump had done when he took out Soleimani. What do you think, Schaefer, about this action taken by Israel? Is it a departure from asking permission from the United States, which is, with Joe Biden at the top, clearly compromised?
Oh, I think they did this without any formal notification or ask for concurrence, Chris. And it was necessary. Look, they took out groups, Islamic Jihad, who was a group that's actually like Hamas, working to kill Jews. But more importantly, they killed not only they killed two other generals by all accounts. And this was a planning meeting. And oh, by the way, that's what's not been covered well is there were leaders from Iraqi militia, Iranian militia that are in Iraq, who are going to be targeting Americans, Chris. So the Israelis did us a favor here. This was no small thing. And the precise use of weapons using what I believe to be super detailed intelligence. I mean, they got all these people in one room at one time. And as I said on the network last night, you know, chef's kiss to the accuracy of what they did. They really did a great job. And because we don't have any ability to leverage things, the Israelis have stood up and said, if you can't do it, we have to do it. And I think we need to basically give them the credit for where credit is due. But obviously, Chris, all we're going to hear today is complaint, moaning and groaning from the left because, geez, the Israelis acted in a way that was precise against bad guys, but somehow it's not going to be justified in the left's eyes.
Right, and then didn't give Joe Biden the heads up so he could leak out the information to the Iranians so they could prepare and mitigate the damage. You know, and Mr. Meckler, we're seeing as more people are heading out of the polls and heading out of these primaries, the Jewish community here in the United States, they are paying attention to what's being done to Israel at the hands of socialist Democrats, of Marxist Democrats, and they are taking notice, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. That's a circle that I'm intimately connected with as a Jewish Christian. A lot of my friends are deep in the Jewish community, including the Orthodox community. They're paying attention. What they understand is that the United States is no longer their ally. There's a lot of fear here on the ground about the rising tide of anti-Semitism. They're definitely not fans of Joe Biden. We're seeing a lot of people in the Jewish community who have been traditionally to the left, have been traditionally Democrats, are looking at Donald Trump and saying he was the greatest friend Israel's had in modern history. And so they're leaning his direction. I also want to say that this strike in Damascus is being seen as an escalation by the Israelis, and it's actually the opposite. This is a de-escalation. And what I mean by that is when Israel doesn't respond forcefully to Iranian involvement, when they don't strike at Iran directly, and this was a direct strike at Iran, then Iran is emboldened. And by striking directly at Iran and sending the message, we know where you are, we can hit you whenever and wherever we want precisely, that will give the Iranians pause. So this is a de-escalation move, not an escalation move.
Fair point. Fair point. Gentlemen, I want to play a soundbite from Dr. Benjamin Carson. He came on the Chris Salcedo show yesterday and something that dominated the first hour of the program today. The communist agenda as laid out 45 points in the Congressional Record of 1963. And he brings up one of these points in the context of Joe Biden and his regime and the Democrat Party going anti-Christian on Easter Sunday. Let's listen to his reaction.
You know, we are in a very strange situation. I don't think most Americans agree with the kind of things that were going on this weekend. I didn't believe it when I first saw that this proclamation was being enhanced by Biden, knowing that it would fall on Easter, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And, you know, to think that we're in a situation now where we are taking something that is abnormal, sexuality and perversions and that, and trying to make that normal, it takes you all the way back to January 10th, 1963, when Congressman Herlong of Florida read into the Congressional Record the 45 goals of communism in America. What do they want to happen in America? Goal number 26 was to make sexual perversion normal, natural, and healthy.
And Colonel, if you look at that list, and it's frightening, we did it this morning, of just how much have been advanced of that list, implemented or in the process of being implemented by the Democrat Party, fully funded by Republicans, it is shocking. What is your reaction?
No, you're completely correct. We are fundamentally still a Christian nation. And I've just seen not only what Dr. Carson said as an issue, I see AOC at Congressman Ocasio-Cortez saying that Jesus was a Palestinian. Are you kidding me? Palestine does not exist. It never existed. It's an artificial construct. He was Hebrew, for God's sake. And this is something that's being done deliberately. And again, I don't understand how normal people don't see this for what it is. This is the destruction of the very fabric of the society that created the most amazing, most productive, the most successful country in the history of mankind. And it's sad that we have people within our own system working so hard to support. I mean, the whole idea that we're going to have trans recognition day. I mean, I can only think of the next set of perversions we're going to be seeing thrust upon us to undermine our ability to worship and believe in God, to support the concept of man being a spiritual being and a human experience. This is all transhumanism, Chris. We are nothing but animals, but cattle to the left. That's why you see this Build Back Better and all that stuff. We are simply animals, and we're supposed to be managed, not enlightened beings willing to worship the creator of the universe.
And Mr. Meckler, I think it is fair as people head to the polls today to say, to look at those 45 points in the congressional record and take note that it is the Democrat Party with some agents in the Republican Party who have foisted and seem to implement the very destruction of this country as prescribed by the Communist Party back in the Soviet Union. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And going back to your reference to this transgender day of visibility, and first thing I'm going to say is that there's no such thing as trans. Men are men and women are women. Can't trans. There's no such thing as that. But this is the kind of thing they're trying to foist on us. And I find it really interesting, Chris. The technique is they do something radical and crazy and insane. And then when we notice, they criticize us for noticing it. This proclamation by the president, one of the things that the left is saying, and this is the leftist talking point now, is, well, look, this trans day has always been on the 31st of March, and so this is no different. It just happened to fall on Easter. Well, the president has never issued a proclamation for trans day, and so he did that intentionally. He did it to be in the face of the American people. He is working, and his administration are working, to impose all of these points that you see in the congressional record on the American people.
True enough. True enough. Mark Meckler and Colonel Tony Schaefer. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate your time as always. That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, won't you? Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. They got a big documentary coming out of the summer, and they have part two of the Texas heist. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It is after the heist. It is a great follow-up. Not very long either, only about 9-10 minutes. So check that out. Also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, AM 700, KSEB, the voice of Texas, simulcast on Getter and Rumble and Newsmax 2, and the Newsmax show in the afternoon, all TV, 4 o'clock till 5 Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember, a society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for our people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.